Timely, Brent Casmer here with BK PT, Brent Casmer Personal Training. So I have must-do exercises. No, I don't. These are must-do bench press alternatives to get pumped up pecs. Yes, I did change my voice. How did it sound? Pretty serious? All right. So you want the pump, but you can't bench, or you don't have a bench, or you don't feel like waiting for a bench, because guess what? Every day is National Bench Press Day when you go to the gym. It's like the hardest daggone piece of equipment to get on. So you just want to do something else so you don't have to wait for the daggone bench, because guess what? You want a bench too. It's okay. Hey, no need, no shame in nobody's game. But yes, if you don't have a bench, can you still get the same results? There's many ways to look at this, right? Yes, you get the same results. One, how do you get pumped up pecs? Everybody's body is different. So you need to know what it takes to get that blood circulating, that blood flowing, the muscles engaged and pumped up. So it could be dumbbells, it could be push-ups, it could be high reps, it could be, you know, low reps. So you are the ultimate deciding factor. And at the end of the day, like, you're not wanting to just do one thing anyways. So here are some alternatives to the bench press. But first, subscribe. Mash the notification bell so you're notified as all my new content comes out, because I just want to give you the best, all right? And also, show me some love, give me some likes, and I will show you all of the alternatives to the bench press. So, not all, but a lot, all right? So, what we're going to do is I'm going to go run through some exercises. What I want you to do is stay with me. So, try to stay up to speed. And also, if you think I'm missing something, put it in there. Pop it in the comments. And then let me know why you're watching this video. Is it because you don't have a bench? Because you can't bench? Let's get to the nitty-gritty, man. Let's figure this out for you. All right? So we're going to start off with dumbbell bench press, because A, you have a shoulder impingement. Something's going on, and you want to bench, but you still feel like you can't, because every time you grab a barbell, you get hurt, or it hurts your shoulder, and you've watched some of my previous videos, because you don't want to push through pain. Because you don't. You're only going to hurt yourself worse, and you're going to live with this one body that you got forever. So you don't want to be in pain and pushing through that pain, all right? So with a dumbbell, you got two good things. You got the ability for your wrists to move. So therefore, like, if your shoulder doesn't like a certain position that the bar puts you in, then guess what? It's okay, because you can do that with the dumbbells. So real quick, instead of your barbell bench press, because somebody's on it, you have the ability to dumbbell bench. So we're just pushing up, control, nice and slow on the way back down, driving them up. So number one is the dumbbell bench press. All right? I'm going to run through all of these. We got a lot of dumbbell variations, cable variations, push-up variations. So that way you're going to get them all. You're going to see some pretty cool stuff. So, you know, I want to make sure you stay with me. Obviously, you have the dumbbell incline press. So flipping them up, making sure the angle's right. What do I mean by that? So I'm talking about the angle in which your hands go up. All right. So you don't want to be pushing out in front of you. You want to make sure you're aligned, good range of motion, coming down, feel the stretch on your chest and feel the squeeze on your chest. All right. So if you're feeling this too much in your shoulders or too much in your triceps, then you want to try to figure out what's going on and why. So sometimes changing your hand position, sometimes going a little bit wider. So therefore, you know, you want to make sure you feel it where you're supposed to feel it. That's on you, all right? So all we can do is correct to the degree of which it is that you're going to feel these motions the best in your chest. So when you have lighter weight, it might take more repetitions to get that pump because you don't have enough weight on a dumbbell rack, you know, or you can change your tempo. So how slow you're doing the motion itself. So therefore, changing that tempo adds a pretty significant variable, you know, when you're doing your presses or any exercises when you're trying to add another element to make it harder because you don't have enough weight. All right? So dumbbell inclines, dumbbell bench, dumbbell decline presses. So grabbing these dumbbells, getting into the decline press, and same thing. Just make sure you're pushing in the right angle. Okay? Driving that chest, squeezing that chest. And you want to always get as much stretch as you can. And when I say that, oh my gosh, please don't go freaking crazy and like let your shoulders drop all the way down. I mean, do a proper range of motion, feeling that muscle get a good stretch on it and contracting at the top. You don't want to overstretch to the point, if this is your first time working out, you know, obviously you don't have a lot of muscle to make your body stop. So don't go crazy. Stay in control. Good squeeze. You know, coming down with the dumbbells as far as you can. Like when I'm saying that, I mean to your chest or to your shoulders. Don't go below that. And then number two, you know, do it with control. And then pressing up and squeezing those pecs together. All right? So those are the dumbbell exercises that you can do. Obviously, I'm taking out the flies because it's not that you want to go heavy with the flies. It's just more so about, you know, the motion to get the blood flow into the arms. We're going to go into the cables now. So there's a couple ways to do cable presses. Same thing. If you don't have a bench, meaning you actually physically do not have a bench press bar, or I mean a seat to sit on, obviously you don't need it for any of these exercises. A lot of times I like to use it, though, because it keeps you steady and stable, so you're not like moving with the cables to take away from the actual motion you're doing. Okay? Do you guys understand that? Okay, if you don't, here, I'm going to show you real quick. So, say you drop this down, you're getting ready to bench press, bringing the cables down, so that way they're at the same angle. You're coming in, grabbing these. So if I'm bench pressing, so I'd want this down one more notch, and you'd be pushing them together. But see how I'm not like if I was standing, you know, pushing back and forth. So like doing this type of motion to kind of get momentum. So you want to make sure you're good and controlled and you're able to just, boom, squeeze that chest. But it's a press. So remember, it's not a fly. There's a big difference and a big difference with the weight you use also. So there's the bench with the cable bench press. Couple ways to do this without the bench is one, just like I was saying, so getting the proper angle, so like right in here, keeping stable, so having one foot staggered, and try not to move. Think about what you're doing. Good squeeze, pushing it together. Good squeeze, pushing it together. You know, it's good control on the way back. Boom, squeezing them together. And you will get a great pump using the cables. I love using the cables for those types of motions just because you can't get that squeeze like you can with the dumbbells because the dumbbells aren't pulling too, you know, away from you like that. So, and yes, if you were thinking that, you can't. So you can hold dumbbells and have the cables attached to them as well. You just would have to change the position so that way they're pulling from the floor. Big thing when you get into a cable also, you want to make sure you're grabbing it and pulling it like this. So keep it in tight to your shoulder. So that way you're not compromising your shoulder when getting that heavy weight for that press. All right, do you understand what I'm saying? So don't like walk forward and try to rip the weights forward to get into your press because you'll hurt your shoulder. Don't do it. All right. So you have your straight on bench press with the cables. You can raise the cables all the way up, which gives you that decline press. So now we're going down like so. Same thing, nice and tall, just like you're doing a dip. And you're just pushing down and squeezing together. So down, squeezing together. See how my elbows are coming up like that? So you're watching my elbows. They're coming up. It's not a fly, folks, okay? It's not a fly. down, bam, squeeze. So you want that angle. So I'm not like this. Now I just turned it into a bench press again. So don't do a flat back, okay, if you're supposed to be going for the decline press. So it's a good one to do if you're trying to get a flat press in, all right? So we've got the decline. We've got the flat press. So, yes, you are correct. You can also do the incline as well. And the one thing good about the cables is you really change your angles super easy, just obviously by positioning. So you know what I mean? By standing a little higher. So same thing. If you're no novice and you're used to pressing and used to working out, you know, you can get your body in those positions where you know, okay, so like didn't like that, right? But I want to make sure that I feel it in the upper part of my chest. So getting in to a position where you're like, oh, there it is. And that's how you can really get a great pump using the cables. So you got to treat cables like resistance bands also. You can do the same thing using resistance bands. So, you know, get your mind flowing. So you don't have to sit there and wait on people's equipment. You don't have to wait on the bench press. You can do this. And yes, you can get that pump, all right? So don't change your workout. If you got something in your mind and you're rolling with a specific thing, these are alternatives that you can do, all right? So these are all the cables. One other one that I love, obviously, is your chest dip. So chest dips, like, you know, it's just a dip. I mean, you can call it chest dip, but it's a dip. So it's not a bench dip. So you're not doing a seated bench dip like this because it's more of a tricep exercise. All right, chest dip is right here. Pulling these bad boys out. All right, so chest dips like this. Going down, you're kind of leaning at that angle, so therefore your feet are held back behind you, and you're pressing up and squeezing as if you're either on a decline or, like, you know, with the cables as well. So this is a great one. Also, the only thing that's lacking is the fact that you can't get that squeeze at the bottom to, you know, really finish that chest out. But you can add a lot of weight using a belt, or, you know, you can use a chain belt. You can use your belt. You know, just throw a kettlebell in there, you know, loop it in, and that way you can get some additional weight or some, you know, weights on your ankles. So, holy, I told you I was going to fly through these. You guys staying with me? Are you liking a lot of this stuff? So this is a lot of good stuff. Same thing, you can do all of these things also in push-up variations. So I know this is a lot. I'm just like pumping you full of knowledge right now. So do you remember some of the key factors? One, when you dumbbell, you got the wrist movement. So therefore, you know, if you have any shoulder impingement, something going on, don't push through pain. Gives you the ability, the versatility to go through different angles to get the ability to get that chest pumped still. So those are huge things. Cable handles, same thing. Your hands can move, but you get that squeeze like you get nowhere else. So squeezing those, the pec muscles, squeezing together, or even going beyond the center of your body to finish the contraction of that chest muscle as well. So, but the dips, you can add a lot of weight too, which makes it nice, all right? So here we go. Let's bench, baby. So, just like anything, you know, you have your push-ups. I like using the perfect push-ups. You can use dumbbells as well. Same thing. Sometimes people don't like having their hands in that, you know, flexed position. Gives them wrist issues, elbow issues, stuff like that. So you're going to go into a push-up. Going down, up, good control. Push-ups are too easy, or it's a good finisher. You have to do a lot of them sometimes to get the best benefit, you know, for it, for yourself if you're an avid worker-outer. So good ways to add resistance or change the angle, throwing your feet up on a bench or a box or a wall, you know, getting more of an incline press, because this is typically a weaker spot for most people. You could take a cable, hook it across like this, down low, put it across your back, and then also getting some push-ups in, you know, with a cable on your back, or have a buddy throw a weight plate on your back as well. So push-ups is a great way to still get a chest pump. It's actually one of the key things that I have people do when trying to increase their bench press as well, is by adding, you know, 50, 100, 200, 300 push-ups on a daily basis, just to get that extra work in, where it's more of a calisthenic work, so therefore they could do it more frequently because it's not as deep tears into the muscle like you do with a heavy bench. All right? So that was a very long-winded video, but there was a lot of information there. You can still make gains with all of those alternative formats for the bench press. So therefore, you can do it. Dumbbells, cables, bands, push-ups, body weight, calisthenic type exercises, changing tempo, changing angles, and getting the pump, pushing past the point where you're like, damn, I want to stop, all right? So go a few extra reps. Go a few extra 100 reps, all right? So hopefully that information helps. Yes? Thumbs up? All right, pop it there in the comments. Love you guys. See you guys in the next video. Make sure you like, subscribe, and mash the notification bell. And I will see you in the next one.